You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick made cracking down on voter fraud a priority this legislative session. The chamber he leads, the Senate, just passed a bill that would increase penalties for voting crimes. It's a story Ashley Lopez has been following. She covers politics and healthcare for our home station, KUT Austin. Ashley, thanks for swinging by the Texas Standard studio.
Thank you.
SB 9 increases penalties for voting crimes. So how are these penalized currently under state law, and how could that change?
For the most part, these are misdemeanors. For the, like, for example, providing false information on a voter registration form is currently a Class B misdemeanor. Pretty small stuff, fairly small stuff. But if once SB 9, if it passes and it passes through the House, this is still, it's only gone through one chamber at this point. If it becomes law, that particular infraction will go to a state jail felony, which means it is jailable. Yeah, depending on, you know, what works out in the courts.
So proponents are saying that this is a way to crack down on voter fraud. But opponents say, you know, a small voting discrepancy, you know, could be charged, could send someone to jail. So what are some current examples of these discrepancies or perhaps an innocent mistake?
Yeah. So, you know, I will say Senator Brian Hughes, State Senator Brian Hughes, who's the sponsor of this bill, says it's not just about cracking down. He wants to give prosecutors basically more teeth. Like, if you have the ability to give someone a harder sentence, you're more likely to go after it if you think something is a serious crime. And in this case, he says that he's heard from local law enforcement that has said they just want to have more power when they go after crimes like this, because, you know, going after misdemeanors doesn't seem to be worth their time. And then opponents see this as, like, you know, voting is complicated. We have layers and layers of rules in our state code and federal code. Like, it's a complicated thing. A lot of people, when, you know, I talk to voters all the time, a lot of them are really confused about sort of basic stuff about voting. And what opponents of this bill say is a problem is that, you know, there's just not enough. They're putting too much suspicion on the side of the voter. Like, they're too suspicious of, like, what the motives are of voters in this law. And, you know, a good example is, like, if someone who has a green card thinks they can vote, because for the most part, like, having a green card has a lot of the same benefits of being a citizen for the exception of voting. And, you know, if someone thinks they can votes, and it would obviously have to be a provisional ballot, wouldn't be counted because they're not on the voter rolls, that would be jailable. And we've had cases like that here before. They're very rare, but a lot of it has to do with just confusion. And they think this can land someone with a felony and possibly, you know, in the case of someone with a green card, it could possibly get them deported.
You mentioned provisional ballots there. And I think that this it's one of the especially interesting issues here. For those who don't know, explain what a provisional ballot is and what this bill might change.
Right. So provisional ballots were created right after the 2000 election and the Help America Vote Act. Remember, there were a lot of problems at the polls, particularly in Florida. A lot of people were taken off the list of their voter rolls, either mistakenly or, you know, stuff just happened. People end up getting scrubbed from voter lists for various reasons, and a lot of it has to do with just data error. And so the Help America Vote Act created a provisional ballot, which means it's a ballot that you fill out if you're not on the voter rolls when you go to the polls, but later the election clerks will verify that you're a voter and then count your vote. So it's a way to, like, give you an opportunity to vote when you're at the polls, and then it'll just be verified later. And that's important because, you know, things happen all the time, as I mentioned, like, problems crop up during elections. And this is a way of giving people a protection in case they aren't sure they can vote, or they can vote and they know it, and there's just an error on the side of the election administrator.
Any idea how this might do in the House?
I don't know. You know, there's not, last I checked, there wasn't a companion bill there. That doesn't mean this bill can't end up in the House, but I think the Texas House tends to be a little more moderate, and I don't know how much of, you know, the fact that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wanted legislation like this passed played a role in it passing in the Senate. But we'll see. There's still time in the session. And, you know, I'll be closely watching what happens.
Ashley Lopez reports on politics and healthcare for KUT in Austin. Ashley, thanks again.
Thank you.